Today's reading is from Luke 23, 1 through 12. Then the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Then Pilate said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "It is as you say." So Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I found no fault in this man." But they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he had hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing, and the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Then Herod, with his men of war, treated him with contempt and mocked him, arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him back to Pilate. That very day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for previously they had been at enmity with each other. A reading from Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 7 through 13. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second, because finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with the fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. And I disregarded them, saying of the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their mind and write them on my hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none of his brothers, saying, 'Know the Lord,' shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to the unrighteousness and their sin and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more." And that, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first obsolete, now that what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. A reading from Proverbs 25, 1 through 14. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the drones from silver, and it will go to the silversmith for jewelry. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he says to you, "Come up here," then you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Do not go hastily to court, for what will you do in the end, when your neighbor has put you to shame? Debate your case with your neighbor, and do not disclose the secrets to another, lest he hears who it exposed your shame, and your reputation is be ruined. A word filthy spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. It is wise rebuker to an obedient ear, like the cold of snow in time of harvest. It is faithful messenger to those who sent him, for he refreshes the souls of his masters. Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. A reading from Isaiah 37 through 39. And so it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went to the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to rebirth, and there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of Rabsakeh, whom the master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayers for the remnant that is left." So the servant of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." Then Rabsakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he had departed from Lachish, and the king heard concerning Taharqah, king of Ethiopia, "He has come out to make war with you." So when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the king of Assyria has done to all the lands by utterly destroying them. And shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered whom my fathers have destroyed? Gozan and Haran and Rezeph and the people of Eden who were in Telsar. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Seravim, Hena and Iva?" And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, "O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the king of Assyria has laid waste to all the nations and their land, and have cast their gods into the fire, for which they were not gods, but the works of men, hands, wood, and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all this kingdom of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone." Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel? By your servants you have reproached the Lord and said, by the multitude of my chariots, I have come up to the heights of the mountains, to limits of Lebanon. I will cut down tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter its farthest height, to its fullest forest. I have dug and drunk water, and with my soles of my feet I have dried up all the brooks on defense. Did you not hear long ago how I made it from the ancient times that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for the crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruins. Therefore their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and the green herb and the grass of the housetops, and grain blighted before it grown. But I know your dwelling place. You're going out and you're coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your tumult have come up to my ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such as grows itself, and the second year what springs from the same. Also the third year, sow and reap. Plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of the Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, will do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor shall before it with shield, nor build a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come into the city, says the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were all corpses, all dead. So Shinar, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained at Nineveh. Now it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that his sons, Adrammelech and Sherez, struck him down with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Arat. Then Ereshkigal, his son, reigned in his place. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and asked him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and the city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. And this is a sign to you from the Lord that the Lord will do this which he has spoken. Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial which has gone down with the sun on the sundial and Ahaz 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone down. This is the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and recovered from his sickness. I said, in the prime of my life, I shall go to the gates of Sheol, and am deprived of the remainder of my years. I said, I shall not see Yah, the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall observe no man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My lifespan is gone, taken from me like the shepherd's tent. I have cut off my life like a weaver. He cuts me off from the loom. From day until night, you make an end of me. I have considered until morning like a lion. So he breaks all my bones from day until night. You make an end of me like a crane or swallowed. So I chattered, I mourned like a dove. My eyes fail from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He has spoken to me. And he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live. And all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I have great bitterness. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you, as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with stringed instruments in all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Now Isaiah said, let them take a lump of figs and apply it as a poultice on the boil, and he shall recover. And Hezekiah had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? At that time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah was pleased with them and showed them the house of his treasures, the silver and gold, the spices, the precious ointments, and all of his armory, and all that was found amongst his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah, the prophet, went to the king Hezekiah and said, what did these men say? From where did they come? So Hezekiah said, they came to me from a country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing amongst my treasures that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the words of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord, and they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good, for he has said, at least there will be peace and truth in my days.